Hello, my friends. My voice is back and it's still a little sore, but I've been dealing with a sore voice or with being voiceless for a period of 5 weeks. And I got really worried and of course Googling what it is doesn't really help. I was at the doctor's and now I found my voice again, and within these 5 weeks I've learned so much. I realized all of a sudden how important my voice was. When I work on a set, on a film set, or on a live TV set, I need my voice. I need my legs and I need my voice. And before that, if you ask me, I would have named you all kind of abilities that a set manager has to have to be a good set manager. And these 5 weeks without my voice made me realize my voice is so important for this kind of job. You can't do it silently. For this work that I do for Inside Relevance, doing podcast episode, my voice is so important. In so many areas, especially for my work, I realized how important my voice is. I used to criticize myself because in the first few episodes of this podcast, I was really insecure about especially my voice, and it was jumping up and down, and I would criticize my voice, how it is. But having one, it doesn't matter whether it's jumping up or down. It does not matter. It's important that I do have a voice. And I realized that when I didn't have a voice, because for days I would try to talk and there was no sound coming out. And so this experience was a kind of a journey also to be grateful to my voice that I have one, and to really cherish this part of my body that is working so beautifully for me and hasn't gotten any appreciation from me. And another thing I've learned is that, of course, when you don't have your voice, you need to communicate anyway. And I reacted with my face. You learn to talk with your eyes. And I also realized how much and how fun communication can be without your always using your voice. Sometimes it's even more fun to just twink with your eye or to show it in a different way. And a cat that's always coming to me here into my apartment, visiting me, I never heard her meow. This animal makes it so clear to me with all kind of actions and body language, what it wants. It walks away from food that she doesn't like and jumps on a table when it wants attention. And so I learned also from that cat during that time, especially, that to communicate and to be clear what you want, you don't need necessarily a voice. This was a long intro, so this episode is dedicated to your inner voice. This is the episode about finding your inner voice, listening to it, appreciating it, training your intuition, your inner voice, training to listen to it and act upon it. Your inner voice is not your thoughts. Let's make that clear. Whatever you think is most likely not true about yourself, about others, about the world. It's most of the time it's very judging. You realize that these are thoughts or illusions. Your real inner voice, some call it essence of yourself, some call it God, some call it Allah, some call it the guardian angels, some call it the morphic field, some call it the gut feeling, some call it the intuition, some call it the quantum field. But there are so many names, some call it nature. So whatever your inner nature or God is telling you, that is your inner voice. And this can be only felt, and the atheists want to stop listening now. And so whatever you truly believe from all of your heart, without any emotions, without fear, without anger, without resentment, whatever you truly believe, you, because everyone has this inner voice. And whatever you believe, where it comes from, this is the voice that you should follow. Why? Because this is the path of more happiness, more gratitude, more situations that produce more gratitude. It's the decision to live lightly, to the fullest, enjoy life in thankfulness. And so, if you let your head and your thinking patterns take over, you create more problems, more people that disappoint you, more troubles, less time, more stress. And so that would be the decision to a unconscious life. And you find yourself as a victim of the circumstances. But whatever happens to you, when you hire a service agency and it's not how you wanted it, and it's a terrible service, that was your choice, that you choose that company. And you might say, well, I didn't know that company before, and I Googled it, and it had great reviews and everything. You didn't listen to your inner voice then. Because if you had taken your time and really felt how you feel towards this, and let your gut feeling take over and widen yourself and let your inner feeling and pulse take over. Does it feel good when you booked that company, or when you chose the company, or does it not feel good? And there's this gut feeling, and it's in the body. And if you follow that, you don't create as many bad choices. So yes, you chose that company. And subconsciously, we choose what we need to learn. So everything, every situation, everybody who comes into our life is there for us to learn or to enjoy. Breathe in and breathe out. Some people that we meet make us breathe in. That means being short-breathed, being maybe drained or irritated or hurt. And there's a lesson to learn. And some people make us exhale, relax, widen, be peaceful, thankful, full of gratitude. And it's the same thing when you choose a service, book a flight or book a retreat or a holiday in a hotel. Let your feeling also have a say in that. So when you Google and you have, for example, you book a holiday or a rental car, you do researches and you have, for example, three different ones to choose from in the end, then feel into it. Not only what you see, the photos, no, not only the words, the rational part, not only the reviews, but have it in front of you, maybe print it out, look at it, and feel what your body feels. Does it feel joy? And don't listen to rational reasons. Oh, but it has a pool. Oh, but it has this. Let this, all these rational reasons up aside, and then feel into it. Do you feel joy and lightness and brightness when you think about booking it? Or does it feel heavy? And then you take the next possible choice and you do the same. You repeated the process. Does it feel light or does it feel heavy? And the third one. And then you will find out you need to train it like a muscle. You know, if you haven't done that kind of, if you haven't led that kind of life, or if you haven't gone that kind of path to really listen to your inner voice, then it's in the beginning just really little steps, little steps. Don't expect too much, but take your time. Take 5 minutes for each printout. Take your time. It will get, after time, when you do it more often and you repeated it 100 or 1,000 or 2,000 times, then it will get easier. But, and you will right away sense things, whether it's good or not, or whether it feels so good or not. And you can, in a very practical sense, integrate that gut feeling and intuition into your daily life with all your kind of decisions, even with clothes, what kind of clothes you want to wear day, or meetings, or even prepare for meeting, business meetings. You can do so much with it in a very practical sense. And of course, the more you train your intuition, the stronger it gets. And you can, and there are so many more levels to it, and there are so many more doors to it. And you will be more careful, mindful, and more happy. And your surrounding will also be more happy because you are more happy. So, and remember, every small step is a progress. And every progress has a step backward in it. So don't be disappointed if it doesn't work all the time, but you will realize in some situations that you recognize things better. And even the recognizing, or your changing perspectives because you look at situations differently, is already a progress. I'm so thankful that you listen to these episodes. This podcast has been also a journey for me, finding my voice, talking in public about these topics. And I hope that somewhere out there is someone who can relate to these topics as well, the way I do. If you want to know more about my consciousness work, then check out my website on www.insight-relevance.com. Maybe you you're also on Facebook. I have a very intimate Facebook group where I share videos and where I have also live streamings and that you can join, and little exercising and games and some updates also about the podcast and daily life or daily challenges. Yeah, so I'm happy if you want to join. That's my Facebook group, Yvonne's Mindfulness Booster. You're welcome to join. Thank you so much for listening again. I appreciate it. So bye for now. Yours, Yvonne from Stuttgart.